Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for Little Victories
with Ali and DZ.
Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
So we always start in the show with little victories, and my little victory is that I am the MC for the champions round of the Celebrity Cream Puff Contest at the Wisconsin State Fair. You know what? I need to get my trophies down. Hell yeah.
You have to.
I told them I'm bringing them. I'm going to hold them up. Mm-hmm. I'm going to brag about how I am the OG. These people are so new, they don't even remember when I won. They weren't even alive yet, honey.
Maybe one of them was.
The intern at the fair wasn't even alive yet when I won these things.
That might be true.
Thank you.
That one I can't take from you. Maybe. I'm just saying.
So I've got my two trophies still in the studio.
Yep.
I'm bringing them to the fair at 11 a.m. They're going to do the newcomers round with all the people that haven't won. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to be emceeing the champions round because I won't eat a cream puff because I've lost 150 pounds and I'd like to keep it that way.
Lifestyle choices have been
made.
Thank
you.
Yeah.
So that's my little victory. See you at the fair today. What's yours?
My little victory is that even though I messed up my PT day and I thought I had PT yesterday.
Yeah, I came in. I'm like, are you driving?
Yeah. No, not driving yet. It's because I messed up PT day and PT is actually today. So a little victory is that
I didn't miss it.
At least I didn't miss therapy.
You went for the wrong day, but you didn't miss it.
And I was there on time.
Positive spin. See, little victories.
24 hours early.
Way to find the positive spin. You just showed up early, my guy.
Way early.
You're fine. How do they look? 103.7 Kiss FM, Ali and DZ. How do they look?
Très magnifique.
Thank you. I mean, gracias, DZ.
That was French.
I know, but I was trying to speak in your language.
Oh, right, yeah, got you.
So these are my two Wisconsin State Fair trophies. 2005 and 2006, I won the cream puff contest.
Flex on them, though.
Dude, these are amazing, and I've got them out, and I'm ready for the fair today because I'm emceeing the champions round. They asked me to be in it. I said, I don't eat cream puffs. I said, but let me emcee it. They said, okay.
Correct me
so
if I'm wrong.
So 11 a.m. today, yeah.
This was before they had the rotating trophy, so you're one of the originals that actually get a trophy that stays with
I'm telling
forever?
You know the marketing girls that asked me to be in it probably don't even remember when I won these things. Because they're like, you know, youngins.
They might have been babies in the crowd watching.
When they sent the email, they're like, Allie won? We didn't even know.
I said, really? When was that?
You were three.
And then they see the old marketing photos and go, that's Allie?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about those. I should put those up.
That'd be good.
I have some photos for me that the Wisconsin State Fair used back in the day of me.
I remember.
With cream puff all over my face. That's hysterical.
Pause.
You know what I mean. I didn't care. I loved it.
Chill out.
I loved it.
Hey, but for real, though, when you do go today, you have to slide into the new Cream Puff Pavilion.
Okay.
Holy.
Super cool.
Okay, very cool. Nice and cool.
Ooh, we like air conditioning at the fair. You know that.
Yup.
Really? And well, now I'm nice. Excited.
It's real dolled up. I mean, okay. I had to do a double take because that's where we were at the other day. And then I looked and I went, wait, that's the, I'll be right back, everybody. I'll be right back. I got to go to the new Cream Puff Pavilion.
Oh, that's funny.
It's okay. Beautiful.
All right. I'll check it out today for sure.
Slide.
Well, I'm excited. Like I said, I'll be at the Wisconsin State Fair at 11. They'll do the newcomers round and then they'll do the champions round. So I'll go second. I'll be hosting second. So if you show up, don't worry. And then
11, right?
11 a.m. Correct. Yeah. And that's at the bank, not the grandstand, but inside. What's it? The little stage. There's like a stage.
The inside.
Oh, I should know.
The inside 5'9".
I'm the damn MC, and I can't even tell you.
It's their amphitheater.
Thank you. Yeah. That part. That's what I was trying to say. All right. You ready for the question of the day?
I think so, but because I don't think so.
I got some really good advice, and so I want to center it around the question of the day. I feel like we can all learn something today.
Okay.
Let's go.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
Okay, I want to know what the best piece of advice you got last was.
Best?
The last piece of advice you received that was amazing.
The best last advice.
Thank you. I was trying to figure out how to say that correctly because you know what somebody said, and they didn't say it directly to me, but I feel like this is great advice, and especially for me. DZ, you're going to be so proud. I wrote it down.
Ooh.
Do you know what the advice was?
It was worth writing. I'm listening.
I saw it on a TV show. Like I said, it wasn't said to me, even though it should have been.
But it felt like it was.
Yeah, it said, it was a therapist saying to someone, listen without voicing an opinion. I was like, oh, damn. I don't know how to do that.
So Allie almost turned the TV off.
I did. I was like, forget you,
so
lady.
So man, this show sucks.
This is dumb. I have an opinion, though. I want to tell you what I think. This is stupid. And then I was like, okay, woo-saw.
Fine.
Breathe. And I was like, listen without voicing an opinion. I was like, nope, still don't want to do it.
Allie stopped listening on the advice to listen.
Finally, like third round, I'm like, all right, I'll listen.
Okay, fine.
But even now, I have to get it out and stare at the quote, listen without voicing an opinion. I'm like, No.
It
doesn't
hard.
Sound interesting to me. How do you do that, DZ?
We're reactive people. It's more or less listening without speaking your mind. Right? Because we're going to have an opinion, and it's immediately going to fire off. Mm-hmm. And the type of people we are, we want to say our opinion.
Right.
We usually want to get it off, because then we might forget it. It's part of it.
Thank you. You know what?
Say what we got to say.
I knew you'd have my back.
So there's a duality to that. Mm-hmm. But what they're trying to say is basically listen before you speak. But then how am I going to remember what I wanted to say?
Because I had an opinion as soon as I heard it. Listen without voicing an opinion. It doesn't mean you can't have an opinion on the back end.
Yeah.
It just means you have to listen before you, because basically I was watching a show and it was a therapist and she was trying to work with a couple and one kept interjecting. And the therapist finally said, listen without voicing an opinion. Just listen.
Just listen.
And I was like, damn, that's hard.
I don't want to.
I want to think.
This is a conversation, ain't it?
So that's where that kind of came from.
Yeah.
The show I saw. So I'm curious what everyone's best advice they received last was,
you know,
or something similar that's going to make us better people or grow, right?
I'm with it.
What, anything you want to share, you want to share it on the back end? Because I'm ready to go to the phones. They're blowing up this morning.
I got you. I was going to say,
ooh, what do you got?
Mine really feels simple, but at the same time, it's not, because it's helped me just a little bit more in life as a father, as an adult, as a husband, but it's do the work. And I received the advice after surgery, and this is basically do the therapy.
Uh-huh.
You know, and be patient through it. Don't rush the recovery.
Be like nothing's happening because you've been doing it. You have to trust the process.
Trust the process.
You have to trust the process. Was that hard for you?
It's very hard for me.
You wanted an immediate fix.
Yeah, I wanted to wake up and feel better and be able to run and jump and do all the things that I know I could do, and that's not the case, because here we are 9 weeks later, still not able to run and jump.
Right.
But I've been trusting the process, and I've seen progress.
Mm-hmm.
Though I'm still working through that patient part and trusting it part, I've been trusting it to this point.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Yeah.
It is hard.
It is hard, yeah, because you want it to be... I've been in therapy for 10 years, mental therapy, and look how long it takes.
It's no different.
It's the same. It took years.
I'd even say they go hand in hand, because I'm in the mental part
one's
of the
physical
recovery.
Physical and one's mental.
Yeah, recovering after surgery, stuff like that. But yeah, trusting the process has been huge for me, because I tend to want to, you know, rush the process.
Yep.
I trust it, but I want to rush it.
You're not alone. Everybody wants an immediate fix. Mm-hmm. Everyone. 414-533-1037. Like everyone. So, all right, let's go to the phones. We'll see what everybody has to say today and get some good advice. The last piece of advice you got that really, you know, DZ's is trust the process. Mine is listen without voicing an opinion. fine. But anyway, Lori, is this Lori?
Yeah.
Yes.
Look at you. Wait. Which Lori?
Sorry. Which Lori? Lori in Milwaukee. OG Lori, I think.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yes. Lori, oh. Good morning. Oh.
It's morning, but I'm not going to say good today, guys.
Oh, no.
No.
Wait, we were trying to be positive and uplifting. Did something bad happen?
You're talking about, yeah.
What happened?
Yeah.
Best advice.
That's why I called, because my best advice is get the dog. I lost one of my babies yesterday.
Oh, no, Lori. That wasn't what I was wanting to hear this morning, but I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry. Oh, honey. I wouldn't have put you on the air if I knew you were going through trauma like this.
We would have, we would have done it.
It's a part of life, but I just want to tell everybody, get the dog. It's 1,000% worth it.
And you know what? Lori in Cedarburg yesterday, weirdly enough, called in and lost her cat. So the fact that both of our Loris are going through a loss of a pet.
Loris are united right
and
now, man.
And they're your lives, you know? I'm so sorry.
Some of my babies, but I am just crushed.
I am so sorry. Hold on, Lori. We want to talk to you off the air. Hold on, all right, girlfriend?
Uh-huh.
Oh, poor thing. She's obsessed. Lori is a dog lover.
But still, honey. Through the sadness, through the loss, her advice was get the dog.
Get the dog, which I've been putting off.
Allie, I think she might have been talking to you.
Sign.
That was partly at you.
Maybe. I've been dog free for 2 years after I lost Bella.
We got to go give Lori a hug right quick.
Oh, yeah. Okay. We'll be back. We'll talk to you guys. Your best advice next. Hold on.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
Okay, so we're talking about the last piece of advice, really good advice you got. Because I said mine is listen without voicing an opinion, and it's so hard for me. I'm trying. You know,
sometimes it's valuable, but it's hard for us
sometimes
to do.
Sometimes nobody else is going to tell you you're a dummy. I'll do it.
Or trust in the process, because we're like, why would we do that when we could just do it?
Trust in the process is a good one too, DZ. Mm-hmm. And then Lori said get the dog, which was heartbreaking. So we're going to go to Mike in Hartford this morning. Now everyone's texting in.
Babe.
Babe's in Hartford. Hi, babe.
Good morning.
I just want to shout out everyone that's texting in. Lori, everyone's sending their well wishes. So you are very loved on this show, OG Lori. Okay,
OG.
Babe, get back to where... This is hard to do, to host a show amongst sorrow and then get back to the funny part.
So here we are.
Okay.
But it's good.
It's what we do on this show. All right, Mike, what's your advice?
Best piece of it. I haven't really gotten an abundance of advice lately, but the best... But the best piece of advice I have given out recently to a lot of people is life is a marathon, not a sprint.
Amen.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's a long, long journey.
I'm 38 years old, and I'm getting into prime of work and stuff like that and the kids. So, you know, it's a marathon. It's not a sprint. It's not always about instant gratification.
No, especially when you're in the hard part with the littles.
Mm-hmm.
That's a process, and that takes time. And then you reflect on it one day. You go, what the hell was that?
What was that?
You look back and you go, what the hell?
We were not okay.
But we thought we were okay.
But we made it. We made it. And we're making it. That part, man.
It's so true.
I love it, Mike.
Well, Mike, you're doing a good job. You're doing a good job.
Yeah, keep pace, big
dog. I do what I can.
Keep pace.
Love you, Mike. Bye.
Love you guys, too. Bye.
Peace.
Christine in Milwaukee said, take the risks in life, change is good. Somebody else said, best and most recent advice was don't be a... Can I say this?
Maybe you can spell it.
Don't be a bleep waffle. Can I say that on the air?
Nope,
I cannot. Did I read Daryl and Racine? Smart people are considered weird because dumb people don't understand.
Man, listen. That's the one. Ooh, yeah, you can say that one again.
Let's go to Kelly in Sussex next, and we'll see what her advice is. The best piece of advice you got. Don't text things in like, don't eat yellow snow. Duh, you guys. Duh.
Wait, what's wrong with the yellow one?
Come on, DZ. Knock it off.
Jokes.
It's not a snow cone, okay?
Jokes. Tastes like lemonade.
Hi, Kelly.
Good morning.
All right, what's the advice you got last that was awesome?
So my therapist told me, don't break your own heart.
What does she mean by that?
You don't listen to that, though. Wait, I know Kelly too well for this.
Don't romanticize something or make something bigger up in your mind, and then you get disappointed where you're so hurt that you can't understand it.
You know what? I want to hang out with your therapist. Well, I don't need to say anything. She's doing it all, isn't she? Good girl. I love this. Don't romanticize things that are not relationships. We all do it. We're all in these situationships. We romanticize little things that meant nothing to other people. We hold on to things. Enough.
And then
Enough.
You get heartbroken when something doesn't work out the way you had played it out in your head months ago.
Girl, don't break your own heart.
Hey, dudes do the same thing, though. Listen.
They do. They romanticize something that's not happening, or what?
It's just, they don't call it romanticizing, right? We just, we theorize. We just think and thought. We think ahead. We think into the future. We don't call it romanticizing, though. But we do definitely go through the same thing.
Saucy said, don't be mad at lazy people. They didn't do anything.
Saucy.
Come on now. That's the problem. They didn't do anything, they did it, Saucy.
The ba-dum-bump right there. They didn't do anything.
That's why. Oh, man.
I think we get it.
We get it. Thanks for calling, Kelly.
Bye.
I'll leave you with this one. Erica in Sussex, dreams are free.
Ooh.
Dreams are free. You think about that for a second.
And keep free dreaming, too.
Yes. Dreams are free.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
All right, so, you know, it depends on the day if we give good advice or not.
True.
But, come on, I believe in us today.
You believe?
Yes.
Good.
I do.
Because we're going to need all the energy we can get.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
All right, well, what's the problem then? You can always text or call to 414-533-1037. What's the issue?
What Would DZ Do Today is about sending someone a letter.
Oh.
But it's sending a letter to someone who blocked you.
Oh.
Listen.
Oh, I have thoughts.
Allie and DZ, I was seeing this guy for 4 months, and things ended somewhat badly at the end of May. Mm-hmm. Out of nowhere last month, he called me. We had a good talk. We were talking weekly. Then he suggested we meet up over this past weekend. Mm. He seemed excited about it. It was supposed to be Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
Come Friday morning, he messaged me, says he has to work.
Mm-hmm.
We were both busy Saturday, so we agreed to hang out Sunday. On Sunday, my last message to him was after 5 p.m. asking if he wanted dinner or if he'd already eaten. Then I sat there until about 9:30, like an idiot, before I realized he had blocked me. And get this, he only lives a few minutes down the road.
Oh,
so
that's awkward.
Wouldn't be a big deal for me to drop this letter off. Now, I wouldn't have cared if he had given me an excuse or said that he had changed his mind. It's the ghosting, the standing me up, and the blocking me without any explanation or closure that's truly getting to me. Mm. I just want to let him know how much he hurt me, especially knowing my mental health struggles and how it could set me back.
Yeah.
What's your advice on sending a letter to someone who blocked me? And I don't know what to call her.
Okay.
Because she needs
now,
to be anonymous.
I'm not saying that he's not communicating. He needs to communicate clearly.
Lucy.
Letter Lucy. There you go. Letter Lucy. I obviously he's being immature by not communicating.
True.
But it was obviously, again, more serious to her than it was to him, it sounds like.
Mm.
So I would say if you're blocked, save the little bit of decency you have and walk away and keep the damn letter. Because do you remember when Red Flag Guy was coming around the block and we talked about this, and it's like, you got to be a real narcissist to get blocked and then come around the block. You got to be like, they really want to hear from me. Take a hint.
So
they really don't.
You think Letter Lucy's being a little narcissistic?
Yeah, I think she needs to let it go. I don't know if it's narcissistic with this. I think she's lost. I don't think she's full of herself, but she's clearly not reading the room.
Yeah.
Someone blocks you, it's a boundary.
Yeah.
It's not, hey, come around it. It's not, hey, I'm blocking you, come around.
What happened between Friday having to work and Sunday hanging out?
I don't know, but that's on him.
Yeah.
And it doesn't make any sense. And I get it. She needs some closure, but he's never going to give her that if that's how he's communicating, if he's just blocking her and not showing up for their plans.
True.
You think she's really going to get that from this guy?
I'd hope that after being challenged a little bit.
Oh, maybe.
That, you know.
Maybe that's where the advice comes
in. You'd sack up some, right? And go, okay, well, then we can have a conversation. Because after a few months of dating, things end bad. Mm-hmm. Then out the blue, buddy's going, hey, what's up? He opened that door.
Mm-hmm.
He can't necessarily just slam it shut again and go, never mind.
Oh, you're right.
He's got to say something.
You're right.
Now, do I think it should be in letter form?
I don't know about the letter.
What I do think is you should write this letter, genuinely.
And keep it for yourself?
Burn it.
Yep, that's what I did in therapy.
Write it?
With my divorce, they go, write your ex-husband a letter. And I wrote it, and I cried, and I was going to burn it. And then I accidentally left it in the diaper bag one day, and he picked up the kids, and I wanted to die. Because I was convinced he was going to think it was, I was trying, I swear was, to God, I did not do it intentionally.
You just had it in there? No,
I was
the
at therapy
bag.
With the diaper
it's
bag.
It's the diaper bag, right.
So I had it, and I forgot it was in there because I have two babies.
A lot going on.
And then he takes the diaper bag, and I'm like, oh,
I need that diaper bag back.
I should have burned it. Oh, God. I should have burned it. Literally, facts. True story. I'll never forget that story. Huh?
Do you know if you read it?
I don't know, and we never talked about
it. Really
it
don't matter.
And it doesn't matter because...
Just
you know,
a curious question.
No, it's a good question, but you know why it doesn't matter if he read it? Because it was for me.
It was for you.
The goodbye letter they made me write in therapy was for me, not him. It wasn't meant for him. It was meant for me because my closure has nothing to do with him. It has to do with me. Does that make sense?
Did the fact that you were thinking of burning it make you refrain any thought while you were writing it out? Did you hold anything back when you were like pouring into it? Because that's what I think.
You have to let it all out.
You have to write the letter with the intent to send it, knowing you're not.
That's a weird thing to do, though.
It is, because you have to put it all on paper and really like lay it down. Because otherwise, you do send this letter, and it could set you back further.
Right.
If you already do have mental health struggles, it could make you hyperfixate on this gentleman
that's
for months to go.
You're going
to
send this guy a letter, and you're going to get no response, and you're going to feel even worse about yourself.
He's not about to become your pen pal. I could tell you that right now.
What's the worst that could happen? Let me tell you, honey, you're going to get rejected. That's the worst that's going to happen.
True.
That could send you spiraling, and we don't want that either.
You can't get blocked.
He's immature
mail.
For blocking her without saying why when they had plans, right?
What if he does the return to sender? Don't send this letter.
Oh,
don't send this letter. Do not let her Lucy. Lucy.
Pretend if you, okay, let's say you, I know you're married, so this is not, but like, okay, then let's say I block a guy and then I get a letter in the mail. What are you going to tell me? Run for your life?
I know, we'd have to read it. You would genuinely have to read it.
You're
because
right, I would read it.
What prompted somebody to invest so much time to send me a letter, even though I had already gone to an extent to block you? Mm-hmm. Then you truly do have something to say. My curiosity would peak.
Yeah.
I'd have to read the letter. If you think that you've got so much to say that this guy's got to hear it, you got to let him hear it. I just don't think you need to actually send this letter, personally.
Okay. 414-533-1037. Kirsten in Greenfield said, just leave it be. Also, the comment about your mental health is not appropriate. Your mental health is your responsibility, not others. That's facts.
I do believe that's
true. That's right.
True.
No, that is true. Mm-hmm. That is a fact. That's why you can't take it on when other people have mental... You cannot. People will take it personally or think it's their fault. It is no one else's fault. You
can't put this on his shoulders. Mm-hmm. You really... Yeah, I do get... Who said that?
Kirsten in Greenfield.
Kirsten, dang.
Yeah, no, mental health is about you.
Yeah, it's about you.
Like, even when I was in my darkest moments because of the things that had happened to me, it would have been unfair to go, I'm, you know, suicidal because of what you did. No, I'm suicidal because of my own inability to cope and deal with my mental health. Yeah,
it's
I went through trauma.
What happens,
you traumatized me,
right?
But now I have to go work
it's
on my
It's on me to deal with that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I hear
exactly.
that. I hear that in full force, for real.
Yeah. Ooh, can't fix an abuser.
Maybe writing a letter is just a bad idea in general.
Well, there's so much going on here.
Because if it is on you and your head is telling you, write this letter to tell him how much it's affecting your mental, then you're writing it for the wrong reasons.
Mm-hmm.
No, you're writing it for the wrong reasons.
See?
Mm.
Now you're coming back around.
Mm.
Oh, the phones are going crazy. Should we take one? No, we'll talk to you guys next.
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
All right, so everyone's all, well, I mean me and everyone, all the single ladies, are all riled up today because of this one.
All single ladies.
So she was starting to talk to this guy, regularly.
Letter Lucy. They had dated 3-4 months and then ended in May kind of badly.
We're kind of talking.
But then had re-entered the picture about last month sometime, right? And then he ghosts her.
Yeah.
When they had supposed to hang out on a weekend.
That's messed up.
She's going, he lives minutes down the road. I could write him a letter and bring it to him to tell him how much he's affecting me.
I don't think she should write him a letter. I think she should stand up with her head held high and walk away.
I'm kind of with you. I think at this point.
To not know even why you're blocked, that's an issue. It's one thing when you know why you're blocked. It's another when you don't.
And
writing
the letter for the right reasons is one thing, but writing the letter for the wrong reasons. And when you said the mental health, when somebody
texts you. It's your own responsibility. You cannot say, oh, someone took their life. because of this. Because no, everyone has to control their own. You have to go to therapy and have your own coping skills and handle your own mental health.
She's writing a letter
you
for the wrong reasons.
You cannot take that on. Nobody can take on somebody else's mental health. That is how you can help, you can assist, you can be supportive, but you cannot blame yourself for someone else's mental health.
Ding.
Period.
Yep.
All right, let's go to, let's start with Courtney and Racine this morning. Hi, Courtney.
Good morning.
Hi, what's going on? What do you think she should do? Should she write the letter? Should she send it?
Absolutely write the letter for herself, but do not send it.
Okay. So you do think still write the letter?
She needs to block him back because it sounds like he was looking for a booty call.
I agree, yes. It was much more to her than it was to him.
Way more than what he was trying to do.
She's got to come to terms with what it was instead of writing this letter like they were in love and be like, oh, wow, it was going to be a booty call. He found something better probably or doesn't like me or he's not interested and he blocked me.
But she's theorizing all these things and she just wants to know what the real reason was rather than being, boy, stop being childish.
He's a child. He's not going to tell her if he's ghosting.
You got to respect her wanting to at least attempt.
Sure.
He's not, but she needs to block him for her peace because he could easily unblock her and try the same thing later on, and then she'll be stuck in the same cycle.
Well, this is what someone said. She was probably plan B. He found her, came across someone else, and that's why he blocked her. He doesn't have a good explanation for her, so that's why he ghosted her. That way in his head, he probably thinks he needs the door open. He can come back, apologize whenever our plan doesn't work out.
Well, then you shouldn't block, because then you're making it quite evident,
exactly,
my boy.
Exactly,
yeah.
All right, thanks, Courtney.
All right, thank you.
Appreciate you, bye.
Whoever texted in, I agree with you, but what if it's your children's mental health? Well, then yes, absolutely. You are responsible for your children, but that's a different topic for another day. Absolutely, you should be helping your kids.
Whole different set of mental health.
I mean, talk about
as an adult.
Well, there's all kinds of things. Your kids can have mental health issues because of their experience or their trauma, or it might be something that is genetic, that isn't. They're not properly medicated. You don't know. There's all kinds of things that could be going on.
True.
So I can't answer that. All right, let's go to Kim in Park City this morning.
Park City.
Good morning. This is my first time I've gotten through. Well, so eventually I want a song. I already picked out my song.
Girl, slow down.
Kim, let's call it day one. Say less. Clack it. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, man. All right, what's your advice? She wants to write a letter.
I have been dating like you, Allie, for quite a while, and I'm 57, and it is a...
Ass show?
You know what show.
Yeah.
I know. Everyone's in love with their ex or not. I mean, it's a hot mess or got something on the side.
Okay, so
it is a hot mess out there. I stand on that.
We understand.
I am... So many dating stories. I would just call and be a whole podcast if you heard them.
Say less.
It's called Dumpster Fire Dating every Friday.
Join up, girl.
What do you think? Should she write the letter, though?
No. Men don't care about a stupid letter.
Amen.
You honestly think he's a grown man. He's going to throw it in the garbage and be like, really?
Huh.
No, it's embarrassing. That would be like you're in high school. Stop.
Yeah.
Come on.
This is a young thing to do.
That's what I'm saying.
Men get irritated? Ignore them. Silence kills a man.
Ooh.
So conversation men don't care about.
I agree with that, ladies?
We sit down and try to talk and they're
and
like,
their responses
yeah,
are one. They don't ask questions. They don't care about details.
They don't care. Silence kills a man. Block, delete, Move on. There's a billion men in this
world. There's so many.
Get a good one. There's got to be a good one
somewhere, right?
And don't stop at good, girl.
Well,
look for great.
And can I just say something? I'm going to give my date update after Am I the Jerk and what happened and why I didn't go on it, why I canceled it. There's actually a whole story.
Ooh.
And I want to tell you.
A good one right now, too. I can go on with you.
Well,
I would
girl,
have coffee with you for hours.
Hold on.
Well, we don't have to get you on for day two.
We can talk about your life, but hold on. It's going to have to be tomorrow.
That part.
But I really, it's about kind of moving things out of the way to make space for other things in your life. And how many of us women and men keep some of these relationships around, your situationships or feelings, and we block our own selves from some new energy coming in.
From joy.
Amen.
So this girl needs to
better.
Yes, this girl needs to move him to the side so she can let the new energy come in and stop obsessing over the old.
The far side.
Close that door on a man. man that's already closed it on you.
That's what I'm saying. Why would you send this guy a letter?
Kim.
You weren't married.
We're not in high school anymore.
You weren't even
anymore.
In a long relationship. You were in 4 months. Like, enough.
3-4 years,
it's a situationship.
Different.
It's over.
Yes,
4 months is different.
Yeah.
He doesn't care.
Stupid letter.
I agree. And sometimes it's reverse, and the woman's doing it, and she doesn't care. It can be reverse. It's not even a man thing. This is just read the room. He blocked you. He's clearly dating somebody else, and
no
he doesn't want to be with you.
Is a response, lady.
Nope. Yeah.
No response. There it is, Kim.
Or it's a boundary, and you need to respect that because that means they don't want to anything to do with you.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, I love you guys in the morning.
We love you back,
bye, Kim.
We'll talk soon. Bye.
Okay.
She was
Park
so much
City?
Energy.
Is that in Illinois?
Park City's right over the border, bro.
Okay.
Listen, I know Park City well.
Okay. It's by Gurnee, where you grew up.
This is somewhere close, man. Listen.
Oh, my God. So how are we leaving this? I feel like it's just been all women screaming about dudes now. It's my bad.
All the
my
single
bad.
Ladies. All the single ladies. The advice is that. Let him go. Let it be. Mm-hmm. You've been blocked. I do think, I like what people said, block him back. If you feel like writing a letter, do what you do. I don't think that's a good idea because you're writing it for the wrong reasons.
I agree.
But put him on the far side and leave him there.
I think it's okay to write it and throw it away. It's the same as journaling. If you want to journal and put a letter out there for yourself, that can be therapeutic. But please do not give it to him.
Yeah.
Please, God.
Please.
It was not a long enough relationship to give him
leave
that.
Leave it in a notebook.
Stop.
Y'all,
stop. Move on. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias, wepa.
Do you want a picture with me and my trophies?
I've got a picture with you and
you
them trophies. I do.
Fine. Tommy from our sports station, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Good. Do you want a picture with me and my state fair trophies? Because I'll give you one.
You also...
I'll autograph it.
You were trying to tell me, was I alive for your first one? I was alive for both of them.
You were? How old
way.
Were you?
I was born... My birth year
just tell me
is
how old
2000.
You were. Oh, great. He was five. Yeah. Okay. So, welcome, everyone.
Listen, you was not... You might have been alive, but you wasn't living,
you?
My boy.
I mean, yeah. Well,
listen.
Right. Like, can we not judge someone who was five? That seems like completely against your guys' brand.
I forgot my own advice.
No, we judge kids often.
All the time.
All the time.
My new advice for myself is listen without voicing an opinion, and it's already going horribly.
Oops.
But I invited Tommy from our sports station in 105.7 The Fan. He's busy. But I said, get in here, Tommy. Have you ever seen my state fair trophies? I'm wearing my varsity letter jacket, everybody, because today I get to MC the Wisconsin State Fair champions round. They asked me to be in it because I'm one of the champions, obviously, with my two trophies. Hilaire.
She's going to put them around their neck and wear them like a chain.
I wear them like a chain. I'm obsessed with them. Like,
uses them like nunchucks if people try to get too close.
I brag. I tell people all the time, have you ever seen my trophies? And they go, no. So I just want to know, since you're how old, 25?
25.
I didn't know if you remembered when I won these, because I'm one of the 2005 and 2006.
It's a very different mood, because yesterday Bart Winkler was telling me how he got second in the
Bart
cream
sucks.
Puff.
That don't matter. Don't bring up Bart. I don't talk to Bart. Bart and I have history in this building.
Shout
and he
out
knows
Bart,
it.
Though.
Forget Bart. Bart doesn't know how to clean up after himself. That's why I don't talk to Bart. We're talking about the cream puffs. Okay, Tommy.
Did you know you were standing in the presence of royalty, two-time champ, back-to-back? I mean, they don't even do plaques or trophies like that. There's a rotating trophy.
Allie doesn't need to eat the most cream puffs to be a champion in my book.
Oh, Tommy, right? Sweetheart. Tell your mom, good job raising you.
Yeah.
I love her.
Yeah.
Thanks for being on, Tommy.
Yep,
you sure you don't want a picture with me and my trophies?
I'll come back.
You better. You better be wearing that polo,
We're
too.
We're never going to see him again.
Nope.
I'm totally kidding you guys, but it's so fun because it's such a funny thing to brag about, is that I was the cream puff champion of the celebrity. I remember, DZ, when this started, so 2005, it was still in the courtyard. Now it's on, like, in the amphitheater. They do this thing.
Oh, it's big stage.
And I remember going to this thing and it being, like, all dudes and, like, the fairest of the fair. And I'm like, I'm going to destroy you all. Like, can you imagine me walking in 27 years old?
Yes.
Being me.
Yes.
Thank you, DZ.
I'm visualizing all of this accurately.
I appreciate you.
And I don't think I'm wrong in how I'm thinking about it.
Thank you. Thank you. I even put a picture of the weather guy who is no longer here on Fox 6 on my shirt and said, you're going down, because he was the previous champion.
That I didn't know.
And then he didn't show up. He didn't show up.
You scared him of the competition.
I did. Because nobody took it seriously until then. Nobody.
Yeah.
It was like, you know what I'm saying?
Well, and we're competitive. So this is a no-brainer as far as, like, you got to bring them trophies.
So we started talking about it. It got bigger. Everybody wanted to be in it. And here you go. And then now the cream puff contest is huge. So I am taking both of these to the fair today.
Yeah.
I will be there at 11. And I'm going to... brag a lot. And then I'm going to ask the other champions, do you guys have two trophies you get to keep?
Well, you said, do I think this is funny? No, I think this is great. I think this is
None
genius.
Of them are going to have trophies.
I would
champions.
Be doing this. You know I'd be out there braggadocious if I had them two trophies. Because mm-hmm. I'm still salty from 2 years ago when I entered and didn't win.
I know.
I got third place, bro. Trash.
I know.
Trash.
I don't even remember who won that year.
I don't care. It wasn't me.
It wasn't you, and it should have been.
Ugh.
I trained you. I didn't know. I trained you.
You
did my best.
You didn't train me hard enough, coach.
We didn't start training early enough for the cream puff contest. That was the problem.
That was the problem.
All right. Well, I'm not doing the newcomers round. I'm going to MC the champions round. So if you're at the fair, I'll see you there today.
See you at 11.
Uh-huh. All right. Can you play a quick song? Because we got a Am I the Jerk submission yesterday, mm-hmm. and it's long.
Oh, it's long?
But it involves, we'll just tell you next. Hold on. We'll be right back with Am I the Jerk? And then tickets to tacos and tequila.
Woo!
And then I'll tell you why I canceled the date last night.
No date update.
Well, why?
Yeah.
But why?
Still think you're a jerk?
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, we always love one that starts out like, okay, I have a good one for Am I the Jerk?
We'll decide that.
Yeah, we'll be the judge of that.
But let's
All right, listen. So it's a guy. He wrote in. I don't know if he wants to use his name, so I'll just keep him anonymous. We can give him a name at the end.
Okay.
He said, Allie and DZ. He sent this in on Facebook, by the way. He said, I have a fence around my entire yard for my 30-pound beagle mix who used to run away when we got her.
Okay.
Sounds like Bella. Bella was a black lab beagle mix, my old dog. He said, last night I see this black and brown pit mix who always has a problem with my dog. So much that it frequently sticks its head between my fence and tries to bite my dog.
Mm.
So last night, per usual, this dog walks by and aggressively sticks its head between the post, damaging my aluminum fence post. Then the dog walker, a possible owner, a female, says to me, if your fence posts were closer together, that wouldn't happen.
Oh, really? No.
Oh, hell.
Oh, really? No.
To which I reply, every time you walk by my house, you know your dog has an issue with mine. Why wouldn't you proactively cross the street and avoid the issue?
Yeah.
To which the gentleman she was with says, oh, I don't know if she was with a dude. Oh, now it's on.
Now they're ganging up on you.
It says, your front door was open and your dog ran out. To which I said, I would like to know what the police would say if your dog bit my dog through the fence on my property.
That's true.
A few more words were exchanged loudly between both sides. But who is the jerk? I must know.
Okay.
I read it just like it was written. So basically, he wants to know if he's the jerk for telling them to walk their dog on the other side of the street, basically.
I mean,
and not come near his house.
You don't own the sidewalk.
Exactly. But you do own the fence in the yard.
And how is their dog getting, I don't know the distance from your fence to the sidewalk to whatever, but if there's no leash on this dog, you could approach it from that angle.
What, the dog on his property? He's got a fence. There's no way he's going to be at fault with this.
But there's leash laws all throughout the state.
And not on your property, is it?
For their dog.
Mm.
For the dog that's aggressing your property.
The girl's dog.
For the girl's dog.
The girl's dog. Got it. Sorry, I was behind.
How is their dog getting so far into my fence? You
that's
feel me?
That's the thing. I used to have a fence at my old house that had enough gap that you could see through it. And surely a small enough dog or whatever kind of dog could put their nose through.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean anyone's allowed to put their head through my fence.
That doesn't mean anybody's animal, pet,
anything,
whatever, should be that close to my property that you could put your nose through my fence. Because then you're crossing that threshold. And if I so happen to get scared or my dogs, my kids, something react,
yep,
and then your animal gets hurt, mm-hmm, how is that my fault?
Right. Well, yeah.
But mm-hmm, but it would be my fault.
But it would be, I guess.
But it would be
maybe,
my fault.
Maybe. Are you saying that he's the jerk for telling them to walk their dogs on the other side and just being proactive, like, you know there's an issue?
They should be considerate. I do think they should genuinely be considerate about the fact that clearly their dogs don't get along, whatever.
But I feel like if I have a fence, I can leave my door open. And that's the point. So that's the best part of having a fence. So you can keep the dog in and let them run free.
I agree.
And you shouldn't have to deal with the people on the other side of the fence.
I do agree. But then you can't tell somebody to stay off your sidewalk. Your lawn, different story. Your sidewalk, you can't tell somebody to cross the street.
Somebody said, desirable Mike from Waukesha here. The guy that said he was hot yesterday.
Yep.
He said, that walker is the problem. It's antagonizing. I had the same problem with an old neighbor. It's trespassing. Okay, well, all right.
I hear where you're coming from, but you can't tell somebody. I think it's jerky to say you need to walk across the street. Now, to tell them, hey, don't let your dog come up on my property, that's another story.
Well, then walk on the side of the street, but don't let your dog come through the fence kind of thing.
That part.
David from the east side texted into 414-533-1037. You can call or text and said, what a Kevin. Kevin's the male version of a Karen.
Oh, we know.
I don't think he's a Kevin. I think the people walking the dog suck. What I think. I think they're the jerk. I think the dog walkers are the jerk.
Okay. Both people are at odds in this scenario for sure.
No way I'm building the fence and you're going to blame me when your dog puts their head through my fence. No way, man. No way.
I follow.
You know what I mean? I know. But I get it also why you can't tell someone they can't use the sidewalk as well. I get that.
Stay out of my fence for sure, but I'm not telling you to cross the street with your pet. Mm-hmm. I'm not giving that much energy because I can't control that much of your life.
Yeah.
I can control whether your dog comes up into my property. Then we got a different problem.
Somebody texted in, how close to the sidewalk is this fence? I'm assuming it backs right up to it if the dog's putting its head through.
It has
to
be close. It has to be close. Thank you.
Somebody said, Tina from Waukesha said, I personally am over people not being responsible for their animals and respecting other people's property and boundaries. We live in this society that no longer expects good behavior and rewards bad behavior. Just my two cents.
But is the question,
thanks, Tina,
am I the jerk for telling them to cross the street? Because to me, yes, you're the jerk for telling them to cross the street. Yeah. Rightful.
Well, now
jerk.
Peyton from Waukesha, all these Waukesha today, said a lot of us with dogs know that if you have a reactive dog, you should always cross the street.
I do
agree.
See,
they're saying it's on the walkers.
I do agree, but you can't force that etiquette on nobody, y'all.
Okay, so he wrote in, he wants to know who's the jerk for telling, the neighbors walk their dogs. He doesn't even know if it's the neighbor or the dog walker, but every time his fence is just wide enough that the other dog can put their head through and mess with his dog. So is he the jerk for telling him to cross the street, getting into it with him?
What's up?
I wish I was there when all this went down.
I swear.
Just from far away.
Fly on the wall.
All right, we'll talk to you guys next.
Still think you're a jerk?
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, so he wrote in. Did we name him? We didn't even name him.
He wanted
to know if he was the jerk because he keeps getting into it with his neighbors.
Whether they're neighbors or not.
Yeah, we don't know yet, but he has a 30-pound beagle mix, and they used to run away, and so they got a fence put up around their yard. So every time whoever it is walks their dog by, this black and brown pit mix has a problem with their dog, and so it sticks its head between the fence, you know, trying to say hello.
Those dang pits.
Trying to sniff out the dog.
Let me stop. I love pits.
Pit bulls are so cute.
I
know.
Pits.
And they have a bad rap, which is messed up.
Yeah,
we'll talk about that another day. So anyway,
Anywho.
Before I get on a dog rampage
Anywho.
Today, he wants to know who the jerk is because they got into it. He said, cross the street, avoid the issue, be proactive. The other people said, no way, your front door was open, your dog ran out. Obviously, you know what side I'm on.
They're at odds here.
They're at odds. So let's go to the phones. You know, Lucy's in Hartford, and she's 10. Should we start with her?
Of course.
Hi, Lucy. Lucy has a dog.
Hi.
Welcome to the show, Lucy.
Hi.
She's so excited.
All right. Who do you think is the jerk in this scenario? He needs our help.
Yeah.
Definitely the dog walker, because if that ever happened to my dog, I would flip out.
Amen, Lucy.
She'd be out there faster than the dog would
be. Girl, I'm on the same page as you. Absolutely. What kind of dog do you have, Lucy?
I actually have a Bernese Mountain Dog.
Oh, she got a big dog.
Oh, big one.
Big dog.
Big, but a little lover, though, I bet.
That's why she ain't scared.
Yep, exactly. Well, Lucy, thanks for calling in today. You call back again, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
So she's saying the guy is not the jerk, the guy that wrote in.
Yeah, not
the
jerk.
Which is who we're basing this on. The dog walkers are the jerk. According to her.
So not the jerk for telling the dog walkers to cross the street.
Mm-hmm. Janine is in West Dallas, and Janine earned her theme song, and we forgot all about it. I'm going to just keep it real.
It a buck.
We totally forgot, so I'm sorry, Janine. We found it. She wanted Pretty Girls Walk as her theme song. Hi, Janine.
Hello.
We got you right. Hey. We're going to let it rock a little extra, too.
Hey, you got your heels on? Yes, girl.
Yep.
Good, because I'm in tennis shoes today. I'm in sneakers.
And I'm in flip-flops.
Okay. I'm only in sneakers.
I'm actually in tennis shoes today, too.
Well, it's a fair day for me.
They're wedged, right. Though. They're wedged, so it counts.
True. Mine are. Okay. All right, Janine, seriously, who's the jerk in this scenario?
He is not the jerk.
Not the jerk. Another
two
one.
For two.
We're mad at the dog walkers. Is that where we're coming to in this scenario?
Absolutely.
Y'all are telling somebody to cross the street.
Yeah.
You guys are imposing your will and saying, all right, no, you have to cross. I get the etiquette side.
Yeah.
But you can't say they have to.
No, you can't. But if their dog is not going to stop putting their nose through the fence, then you need to control it or get off my lawn,
right.
as Clint Eastwood
would say. I mean, if you're not a jerk, jerk, you want to avoid confrontation.
Wait. Hold on. Well, that's too late. They already got into it, he said when he wrote in.
Yep.
Somebody actually said, get off my lawn. If you know there is a gap, fix it, and this would be avoided. Even though I agree with you, they should be more responsible, you the jerk. Bella, you're wrong. Was going to say jerk. No.
I do hate to say that you could cover the gap so that no dog from outside of your property can come inside, but then that's putting you out.
Well, Jason from, I don't know if that was a typo. I can't. Malengo. Do you think that was a typo?
No.
Where's Malengo?
I have no idea.
Okay. He said everyone's missing the point that the dog damaged the fence also. Definitely not the jerk and definitely not a Kevin.
Oh, the dog did damage the fence. I forgot about that.
Right.
Well, had you had that fence blocked off, the dog wouldn't have put his head through the damage.
You guys are so wrong on this. Would you guys stop? You're both wrong. I mean, you and... Well, anyway,
me
Janine,
and
I'm on your side, Janine.
Two for two, no, not the jerks.
Thanks for calling.
Love you guys.
Love you back. Bye.
Oh, my gosh. I was looking for this town. I don't know if it exists. Let's go to Betty in Waukesha. Last but not least, see if they're going to clean sweep it. Because people get very, very upset when it comes to pets.
Passionate.
Very passionate. Kids and pets. Those are the two.
Triggers.
So, hi, Betty.
Morning.
Good morning.
You going to go a different way than Lucy and Janine did?
All right. Before I answer, let me preface with, I love pitties and I hate beagles.
Rude. Bella barely ever. The only time, listen, Bella only howled when she heard sirens.
That she was copied.
Every time there was the fire department or the police went by with the siren, she'd go, oh. And that was the only time Bella ever howled.
Maybe a little cute.
It was cute, but that was the only time she howled was the sirens.
Beagle barks are different, I swear, though.
No, she, there, yeah. I agree. But anyway, go
but
on.
We're listening.
Yes.
Okay. But not the jerk.
Wow. Full vacuum.
Not the jerk. Because you can't move your yard.
True.
But you can move your body.
And
True.
So, I understand the door was open. I understand there's a gap in a fence, but fences are expensive.
True. As we know.
And they invested in this fence. They probably figured, okay, this is a border. But if there's a dog and the dog is reactive, any dog, even a friendly dog who encounters a reactive dog, reacts.
That's true.
And that is true.
I don't care what
it's kind of like human nature and animalistic stuff. You know what I mean?
It's kind of similar to that.
Yeah.
Anyone comes into your home uninvited, you're going
to
react.
I just talked to my therapist about that. I go, I will never, ever lay a hand on somebody, but if they touch me, it's on.
I was like,
you are allowed to defend yourself,
same
but you
mentality.
Never want to be, you know, you never want to come for people.
Same
for
mentality.
Sure. Yeah.
Right. Okay,
yeah.
Betty.
So it has nothing to do with breed. I honestly wish they'd left breed out of it because it has nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
So, but not the jerk either way.
I
the
agree.
Walker can move, the house can't.
True. When you put it like that, true, girl.
All right. Well, I agree. I mean, I love you because I agree with you. So thanks, Betty. Have a great day.
Yeah, love you guys. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Have a good one. Cool.
Not the jerk.
Clean sweet.
Everyone's standing up for him, saying it's the other one, except for Bella.
Betty brought in some business by saying you really can't move the house.
No, you
at
can't.
At all.
You can't. You cannot.
All right.
Makes sense.
All right, I'm backing down.
All right, not the jerk. You ready to give away these tickets now for Tacos and Tequila Festival?
Yeah.
So excited. It's going to be so much fun. It's happening on September 13th at Franklin Field, where the Milkmen play, right on 76. And Rawson-ish.
Over by that Lux Golf. You know what I'm talking about? Over there.
Yep. You can go to the show right now. If you're caller, let's do number... I'm going to do 40.
Ooh.
I know. Look at me getting crazy
today.
Look at
you wilding.
414-533-1037. You are going to be going to Tacos and Tequila Fest. If you're caller 40, good luck. Kiss FM 103.7. Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Ah, buenos dias, DZ. I'm so excited. Stephanie in Brown Deer is on the phone. Let's pull her up. Hey.
I used to live in Brown Deer. Hey, Stephanie.
You sure did. Hey, girl.
Good morning.
Hi. How are you this morning? What's going on?
Getting ready for work right now and watching my brother's dog, so it's fun. We got a packed house.
Well, then you must have heard Am I the Jerk this morning.
There's no way she did.
I did.
And
I did.
Thoughts?
And, the Walkers are definitely the jerks.
Thank
Say
you.
Say less.
Okay, I knew you were a good winner. Well, the point is, you're going to Tacos and Tequila Festival, girl. September 13th. at Franklin Field. Lil Jon gonna be in the house. Mike Jones.
Who?
Mike Jones.
Oh.
Trina, B.O.B. The list goes on. Paul Crazy. Wall. I mean, there's a long list of people, but you're gonna have a great time at Franklin Field. So enjoy Tacos and Tequila Festival. Maybe we'll see you there, okay, Stephanie?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Love you guys.
We love you back.
Love you
I was waiting for it.
Love
okay.
You too.
Okay, have a great day. Bye.
Our listeners are the best. They know to say I love you when they hang up.
It's
even
great.
If we don't.
It's great.
It's amazing.
Fantastic.
I love it. Okay. So I need to tell you why my date got canceled, because I was supposed to go out again with the guy from, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Hung out with him last week, remember?
And there was a cancellation involved.
And we were supposed to go golfing last night. We were supposed to go to the range. And
but
it got canceled.
And mm-hmm. I was jealous because there was golf involved. And I said, I hope y'all date gets worse.
I know.
Out. And it did.
And I was actually really looking forward to it.
I wasn't really trying to jinx it.
You didn't jinx it. I was looking forward to it, but I had to cancel it. And I think it's run its course.
Yeah.
So I'll tell you next.
Okay.
Because it's not like something happened. It's totally because of an emotional reason why it got canceled.
Oh, it wasn't like plans.
It wasn't
changed.
Like we both had plans. No.
It did get washed out. No, it was. We canceled.
We talk. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Once expectations and intentions were discussed, it got canceled. So I'll tell you about it next. How's that sound?
All right. Sounds all right. Fantastic.
Hold on. It's coming up.
This will laugh. Gentlemen may cry. We're putting your DMs on blast with Dumpster Fire Dating.
No, you're not dreaming. It's not Friday. It's Thursday. You're getting a special edition today, so I can explain to you why I canceled the date last night.
It felt right.
Yeah, it had to happen.
But you had a date lined up.
Because I got to move on with my life.
Yeah, true, true, true.
Okay. So where do we start? I was supposed to go out with this guy again, the guy that we talked about last week, who I dated like for a week and a half, 2 years ago, wasn't in a good spot. We had kind of talked here and there. And when I hit him up previously, I told you he had said, oh, I really don't want a one-time thing. And I was like, okay, but remember I said to you at the time, I didn't say, well, me either. I just said, okay, cool. And went on with my day.
Right.
So then when we connected again, because he responded to my Snapchat, he said something to me on Snapchat one day. And I was like, oh, I forget. You're on my Snapchat because I just don't check it regularly. I totally forgot you were on here.
Understandable.
And it was very flirty what he said. And so I said, what up? You want to hang out? And I'm thinking, well, maybe we can try this again.
We're in a different
maybe
place.
I don't know. I'm not gonna have any expectations, but if it goes somewhere, great. If it doesn't, great. But I enjoy hanging out with him. Mm-hmm. I like him. And I just was in a bad spot last time. So we hang out last week. We, go have dinner and drinks.
We call them second chance or something like
something
that?
Something like a back in action. We watched a movie, but we didn't really watch the movie. And then I went home and went to Taco Bell. And that was the end of it. And even when I left, he's like, you're leaving? I'm like, I'm leaving. So we had this date plan and the communication has been, not consistent, right? So he would say, well, when are you free? You're the one with the busy schedule. He would say stuff like that to me. I'd be like, well, Wednesday, and that's how Wednesday. I go, that's my next free day. So I was like, let's go to the range. You love to golf. I want to golf.
Why not?
We're kind of getting to know each other.
Chill vibe.
And so as it gets closer and closer to the date, DZ, his communication is very polite, but it's like taking longer to get back to me. So it'd be like 3 hours, then four. And then he wouldn't respond overnight and he'd respond in the morning. And I'm like, he's obviously emotionally attached to somebody else. I don't know if he's seeing anyone. But he told me, he had broken up with somebody in January and they'd been screwing around. You know how exes come back and forth. So I'm like, oh, he's still emotionally attached. We've literally switched lives. It's like the first time I met him, I was not over it. And now I'm in a good spot. And he was like, and I missed out. And then I'm ready. And he's hung up on his ex now because it's been 2 years.
Yeah.
And we're in totally different places. Mm. And he didn't say that to me. That's my opinion. He may get mad at me.
He didn't say
that.
No,
but on our first date, he was going off about certain things that led me to believe he was still angry about it, the breakup, okay?
Which could be very leading and telling.
So I'm sitting here going, something's off. I know he's a nice guy. He's allowed to do whatever he wants. I don't think he's with anyone because I really think he'd tell me. I think he's just emotionally still connected to his ex and that he's struggling.
Emotionally unavailable.
He's emotionally unavailable and I'm seeing it in real time. So yesterday, you know, I was like, what time are we going to go to the range? And he's like, oh, 5:30.
And so then, plans are still on at this point.
He picks a place. He tells me where. And then I wrote him because after we were on the show and I said, I'm losing my voice. Like, I think it's the best that we stay inside tonight, you know, if it's the air or anything.
True.
And then he's like, that's okay. You know what? We can do it another day if you want. I might have to work late. We can. And I'm like, oh, this guy is so emotionally unavailable. Like, this guy doesn't care.
So he went to say, if you don't want to cancel, it's fine. So, rather than keeping it float.
DZ, I'm trying to be honest and open about my feelings. So I reply and I said, I don't want to reschedule. I want to hang out with you.
Good for you.
Thank you. I was very proud of myself for being direct and honest.
Because he could have misunderstood and been like, maybe you're trying to cancel, so he's giving you the door
and
to
I was
go,
like, no.
Hey, no problem.
No, I want to hang out. I'm looking forward to this.
Good, because that could have been a miscommunication and
100%. And I've been dating enough.
I thought you wanted to cancel.
And this is why I hate texting, too, because everything gets lost in translation.
True.
You misread things, you fight, whatever. So he's like, no, we can hang. And so finally I said, is everything okay? I feel like something's off with you, but I can't put my finger on it. It's exactly what I said.
Good.
And he said, no, we can hang out. Nothing's wrong. What seems off? And then I was busy, so I didn't reply. So then he sends a couple more. And he's like, well, I thought we were just hanging out from time to time. I'm not trying to date or anything. If that's what seems missing, maybe we just have different expectations.
Wait, didn't he just say that
he didn't want a one-time thing is what he told me. So I don't know if he came back around and changed his mind again. I have no idea. It doesn't matter. But he's telling me right now he doesn't want to be in a relationship.
Anything more?
Yeah. So I replied. This was yesterday afternoon, and I went, that's fair. I said, I'm looking for a relationship.
Wait, what?
I wrote that.
You said what?
I said, I'm looking for a relationship, not just booty.
Not just booty.
I wrote that, too.
I know.
And I said, probably best if we just cancel and be friends. My bad for not really having this conversation with you.
Wait, what did he say after?
I'll tell you next.
Aww.
I'll tell you next.
He responded, though, right?
Oh, he responded. Oh,
hey,
he responded.
Yo.
And he responded.
Okay.
So I'll tell you what he said next. Hold on. So where were we? So it's a special edition of Dumpster Fire Dating. So I try to reconnect with this guy from 2 years ago, and we hang out. We have a good time, I thought. But I find out that he just got out of a relationship in January, which I'm sorry, it's August, but
that's
you know what I'm
much,
saying.
That's not
but
that
when
much
you're going
time.
Back and forth, which was what a lot of people do these days, then it lingers on and nobody moves on with their life. And then you got ex drama and blah, 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 which I am not interested in ex drama.
Yeah.
So he never said that, but I think it's obvious if you don't want to, isn't it pretty obvious if you don't want anything more than that, you're either emotionally unavailable or you just don't like them, right?
Well, yeah, but at the same time, I'm coming back to, at one point, they did say they wanted something more.
Right.
And
when I reached out saying no, he said, I don't just want a one-time thing. So I just said nothing at the time.
At the time.
So when we reconnected, I thought, oh, he wants more. Okay.
Wants more. Cool. Now,
he's going, but no, I don't.
I do have a question for you, though. You said y'all hung out, was it last week?
Yeah, last Thursday, I think.
Whatever.
A week ago.
A week ago. About a week ago.
Yeah.
Y'all hung out. Y'all watched the movie, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then after the movie
we made
was
out.
Over. You know,
it was fun. And then I dipped. Mwah,
and then you did.
And he was like, well, you're leaving? I was like, yeah. So it's a school night.
Bye.
It's 10 o'clock.
Sure. Do you think he might have taken that as like, oh, well, then maybe this isn't, you know, more than a couple time thing or a one time thing, or we're not more serious than that. Bye.
I thought about that. Did I give him that
impression?
Idea because I left his house? But no, in hindsight, I really only think he said I think he just wanted to do it again. You know, he wanted to eat more hot dogs and donuts.
He wanted another kiss.
That's kind of what I think. And I don't think it had anything to do with him misreading
perceiving
my intentions.
You
That's
leaving,
my
yeah.
opinion. I think it was more like, oh, fine.
Word.
We're just getting started. And I'm like, now we're good.
Bye-bye. Okay.
So basically, I canceled the date last night. And I said, because he said he was, you know, not looking for anything serious. I said, something's off with you. And he said, oh, I'm just looking to hang time to time. I'm not really trying to date or anything. So then I said, that's fair. I'm looking for a relationship, not just booty. So probably best if we cancel and just be friends. But my bad for not having that conversation with you.
And that's where we left off.
That's where we left off. So then he writes back and says, yeah, I'm sorry. I thought we were just taking it easy and having some fun from time to time. I didn't get that feeling from you initially.
I did. What feeling?
That I wanted a relationship.
Uh-huh.
This is the theme. And this is the theme, because I don't until I do. Like,
until
this is
you...
the, Isn't
that everybody, though?
I want one, but I'm not going to just jump in one. It has to be correct. Am I dating, hoping to find a relationship or a partner? Absolutely.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean a lot of people just don't want to be alone. I'm sorry. Or really want to be in love so bad.
They just want affection,
I'm
attention,
not settling.
And
like,
not to be alone.
It has to build up to that. So yeah, I went back to this guy thinking maybe we could date now. Maybe things are different.
Who
maybe
knows?
We could try again. And he's not there, and that's okay. But that being said, I'm not here. I'm over it doesn't do anything for me anymore, these hookups. They do absolutely nothing.
Don't move your needle.
I need emotional with the hookup. I just do. So it's done. I canceled it, and he was very honest. Like, he's a good guy. He's always been super respectful.
I don't feel like I've ever gotten the impression that he wasn't.
We just have to communicate, and I feel like that's what happened. And I said, you know, I want one. He said, I don't. And then I never replied because I figured we've said what we need to say. Like, what's more at this point? I said, let's cancel. He said, I'm sorry. I said, I'm sorry. And that was it.
No, I think there was genuine closure in that.
Yeah, I didn't feel like I need to keep talking. We didn't need to keep talking about it. There was nothing to talk about at that point, right?
Nope. Well,
and I'm good with that.
You guys know where you stand.
And I don't want to keep hanging out with him and then get emotionally attached.
That part.
And him not be there, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to, you know.
Well, and then you got that invisible string theory of like, no, one day. It'll happen one
That's
day.
That's the next problem. You can't do that. You get hooked up and mm-hmm. you start dreaming about, oh, one day we'll reconnect. That's the people with their ex. No, that'll keep you stuck as well.
But that's not
love. But he might be in that spot.
That's infatuation.
With her, with
that's,
the ex.
That's way different. That's not falling in love with somebody. That's being infatuated and almost obsessed with somebody,
What
right?
do you mean?
When you create something that isn't mm-hmm. actually there.
In your mind,
right? Yes. And you're waiting for it to actually come to fruition.
Those intrusive thoughts, and you make it up in your head.
Yeah, I don't think that's actual love. You're not in love with somebody. Mm. Love is a give and take. You have to take love to give love.
Mm-hmm.
So that's more of an infatuation because you're obsessed with the individual. You're more enthralled with the idea of them and what it could be. That's not love because you're not receiving anything mm-hmm. for your love.
That's true.
You're just giving, infatuating, and pouring
Speak
into
on
stuff
it,
that ain't really happening.
Speak on it. Women and men need to hear this.
Man,
amen.
There's a drastic difference, and this is a conversation for another time because it's a broader
mm-hmm.
topic,
mm-hmm.
but also detailed. There's a difference between love and infatuation.
Big time.
Being obsessed with somebody and being in love genuinely with
mm-hmm.
somebody.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And people don't get that. So I am going to move on with my life.
Good.
I am going to continue to meet people because, you know, I like dating. I like meeting people. Somebody said, oh, Allie, I'm proud of you. Thank you. I was proud of myself too, actually.
This
for
was a
being
big step.
Very I felt like I communicated yep. effectively and I was honest and open and respectful. And that's something I've been working on is my communication and processing because I have issues with that. It takes me a long time to process things. So, you know, it is what it is. I was proud of myself for how I handled it. And I stayed true to myself and what I wanted.
That part. Final question.
Mm-hmm.
Having felt like there was closure, there was a wrap, this is kind of done, if you will. If he were to reach out and go, mm-hmm. hey, I do want to talk, or mm-hmm. hey, I got something to say, would you entertain that idea by any chance?
If this guy came back?
If not even come back, but just be like, hey, you know, I wasn't done saying what I needed to say. You're like, hey, there's
maybe
more.
We should date?
Maybe we should talk.
Absolutely, yeah. I would date him. But I'm not going to sit around and be like, maybe one day, I could care less. But if I'm still single, let's say, in 3 or 6 months when he's done dealing with whatever he's dealing with,
yeah,
and he was like, hey, you want to date? I would totally go out with him again. But I'm not sitting around going, he's the one that got away.
No, not like that.
No, not at all, because I just don't know him well enough.
If a week from now he goes, hey, you know what? Let's talk.
I misread it.
I think we weren't communicating,
sure.
or maybe something got missed, or
yeah.
hey, even if this isn't, you know, a bounce back, or mm-hmm. we're not doing anything from this,
yeah.
let's finish this conversation.
I would, because I've dated enough. You can tell when there's other side pieces and women that they're not telling you about. I really think he's just hung up on the ex. I don't think he's screwing 19 women a week. Like, I really don't. I think he's just emotionally attached. I really believe that, which sucks either way. Either one sucks. You know what I mean?
No, I do feel
Who texted in, is he hot? Of course he's hot. Have you met, what else? Come on.
Does Allie date ugly?
Come on.
Nah,
well, sometimes.
Chill out.
Beautiful as a person. Yes.
It's up to the beholder.
Yeah.
Beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
That's the thing. I mean, so my girls think dudes are hot. Sometimes I'm like, what the hell? well, the Heliante.
What the he not Barry?
Yeah, exactly. So, all right. Well, thanks for listening, DZ.
Thanks for sharing.
That's it. No date. Moving on.
Maybe tomorrow?
Maybe. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Ah, buenos dias, DZ. So, we got to talk about stoplights.
We do?
Not red light, green light style.
Not the game. Love that game.
But man, I have just had enough of them putting the stoplight triggers too far in front of us. And you know what I'm talking about when I say this?
Like the sensors?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, they have put the sensors now so far in front that now there's signs up that say, please pull to the line to trigger the light. I've seen these now.
Where?
And I'm like, dude, there's some in New Berlin. I've seen them. And I'm like, the fact that you have to put a sign up to tell people to pull forward means the trigger's in the wrong spot.
Yeah, no kidding.
Because this is the problem. There is this intersection. It's actually, I can tell you right now, National and Sunny Slope. They have a sign. I'm like, dude, if I have to pull up, now I'm in the crosswalk, or now I feel like I'm in the street.
Now I feel like I'm too far out.
Let's move the trigger back. Because a lot of people don't even know stoplights have triggers that you have to pull over.
They don't realize the weight, like the scale system that you have to hit the sensor.
So I'm going to just tell y'all my business. So on Beloit and 124th, same thing. You have to trigger, but there's no sign. So at 5 in the morning,
so you just sit there.
So it's not far from the radio station. So sometimes I will pull forward and back up, and people must think I'm crazy, but it triggers the light every time.
Because you got to literally tell it, no, there's a
back
car
up
here.
Mm-hmm. Beep, beep. I back up and pull forward, and the light turns. And people, I'm sure, across there are like, what? Oh, she triggered the light. So annoying.
I remember.
They're in the wrong spot.
They're in the wrong spot. And I remember at one point, there wasn't the weight sensors, and it was the light sensor.
What's that mean?
Where you could trip it by flashing your high beams. But that's more in like a small town situation.
Is that why when I'm at a turn signal and I turn my blinker on, all of the sudden I feel like it turns like it felt the sensor or something?
It could be a light sensor on one of the lights.
Oh, correct. I've gone through that where I went, did my blinker just cue the sensor?
Yeah.
I thought it did, honestly. Interesting.
There's a bunch, but the primary form, especially now in modern times, mm-hmm. is the scale system that with like the hoses or whatever that they do underneath. But listen, I'm not sitting at a light for more than a minute. Mm-hmm. If it's just me at the intersection.
No, it's too much.
That's way too much.
Crazy.
And unfortunately, motorcycles go through this a lot because they don't weigh too much. They don't weigh the same as a car.
Oh, they don't weigh enough to trigger the...
So in a lot of cases, motorcycles will sit there at any intersection and have to just go around. So there's a law for motorcycles that says if 45 seconds pass at an intersection and there's no other cars and the light hasn't turned red, you have the legal leeway to go forward.
Stop.
I'd invoke that in a vehicle.
Stop. It should be because it's ridiculous. If there's nobody there and the light won't change, it makes me crazy.
To me, that would define a faulty light. Whatever the word, true technical term would be, it would be a
I want to talk to the light engineers, the people that do this engineering that decide that the trigger should be all the way up to the line that is basically, I feel like I'm in the intersection now.
It shouldn't be.
It doesn't feel natural to pull that far ahead. And quite frankly, old people never do, and it drives me crazy. You know, they sit way back at a light having no clue there's a sensor. That drives me crazy too.
Stack that on top because they're sitting there looking at the front of the hood of their car thinking they're at the line, but they're still a whole 15 feet behind.
Well, what was it? A couple days ago when the one on Beloit in 124 set me off when I was reversing. And I was like, I know this is illegal, but this light's never going to change. All these people are across at the other side waiting. They don't know where the light's waiting to be triggered. There's no traffic coming from the opposite direction. We're just sitting at a light red while nothing else is on the other side. You know, it was so annoying.
That's when my blood boils.
Yeah.
That's literally when my blood boils. Because now you're sitting there with zero cars passing at an inopportune time going, okay, now it's been a minute. Now it's been 2 minutes.
If I pull up to Greenfield and Highway 100, some people know where I'm talking about. Very busy intersection.
It's a busy intersection.
If I pull up to that intersection in West Dallas and it's turning red, I know I'm going to be there for 5 damn minutes. Like, it's one of those lights where I go, ugh! And if I make it, I'm cheering. But if I pull up when it turns, I go, here, we're going to, because it's got all the directions that have to go, the turn lanes, the left.
It's got a left lane, a right lane, and
you know
lights
what I'm talking
everybody.
About. There's intersections like that all over the place. They used to say that about Gurkey's Corners and out by the corners in Brookfield. That was one of the busiest intersections, and it's a nightmare trying to get around that area.
The light off of 794.
Yeah.
When you hit 794 in Oklahoma, when you get off of 794
in Bayview. Yeah.
Bruh, you catch that at the wrong time, you're gonna be sitting there for a minute.
Really?
Oh, for a good minute.
Makes me crazy.
Just because they've got both of the people first. The turn lane coming from the left has to go, and then everybody can turn, and then there's an awkward like Y intersection that you can't make a left or a right or go straight off of. You have to do some weird loop, so you sit there for a good 5 minutes. It's one of those lights to where if it's yellow, I'm gonna gamble. I'm going through.
Oh no, I'm going through because I don't want to sit there for 5 minutes.
There's no braking or slowing down. I'm sorry, but I'm
April texted in. There's a couple lights in Waukesha that have light sensors. I flashed my lights beforehand. I love it. Well, at least you know that.
It's out there. It's not in the city like that. You're not going to get the light sensors in the city.
No. Nope. Somebody texted in and said motorcycles don't trigger lights. So when DZ already said this, but yeah, they said, so when a motorcycle's in front and they move up, they want you to move up to get the light to change.
They want the sensor. So when a motorcycle moves up and you're by law, you're supposed to give them a car length space. Mm-hmm. If they move up and go, hey, they fan you forward, come up. That means they can't trip the sensor. They need your help.
414-533-1037. Why this is making my blood boil, how these are I gotta pull up to the intersection to trigger the light. I appreciate the sensor, but it's got to be in the right place and it's gotta work, guys.
How long are you waiting at a light that doesn't turn before you go?
I've actually thought about this. I've been at some of these lights where I'm like it's just never gonna change because it has no idea I'm sitting here. It's never gonna change.
I'm going.
I've thought about it, but I end up usually it crosses my mind.
But you don't do it?
But I haven't done it.
45 seconds.
No, I'd wait more than 45 seconds.
Motorcycle rule. 45 seconds. If there's no other cars and I'm sitting there waiting for a light.
You're talking no traffic anywhere.
Nobody
else.
You're
not going to hurt anyone.
No.
Because so many people have been blowing red lights lately. Like the other day, I almost got killed.
I'm not talking about blowing a red light with
other cars.
You
know what I'm talking about. Like the light had been green for a good 3 seconds and a car came out of nowhere. I don't even think the guy knew he ran it. I don't even think he knew. I looked at the kids. I go, I don't even think that guy knew he just ran it. I think he's on another planet right now, but okay.
No, that's not
what I'm talking about. We're talking about triggering the light and nobody around.
When you're sitting there and it is just you and you look and go, why isn't this light changing? I'm waiting 45 seconds to a minute maximum and then I'm hitting it.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to talk to you guys next. We are fed up. DZ and I have had it. This is our hill today. The sensors on stoplights and how they drive us crazy and don't work.
Yes.
We're going to talk to you next. Triggered, literally. Not even trying to make a pun.
No, like we're triggering the lights.
Lori from Cedarburg texted in and said, what irritates me about the stoplights even more is when the first person is on the sensor and the second car sits back where you could get another car or two in and doesn't trigger the light. That girl.
Do you know that weight?
Drives me nuts when the second person isn't on the trigger.
Because more weight means, hey, that means more cars. It triggers your sensor to go, hey, trip the light faster. It speeds up the timer.
Girl.
Y'all don't know these things.
Girl, I'm on one. Lori. Start with Lisa in Brookfield. She said, I have something to say. She started going off. I'm like, hold on. Let's get on the air, girl.
Lisa.
Hey, Lisa.
Good morning.
Hi. Hey. Good morning.
Right. What's up, girl?
You know the light at Greenfield and St. Paul? Yeah, St. Paul, Les Paul in Waukesha.
Out there.
Aldi's.
Yep.
I do, actually, by Aldi. That was a great reference by Culver's.
I need landmarks. Yep.
Yep, I got you. Go on.
The thing does not go off unless you're way up there.
She knows. Yeah.
You got to be all the way up.
Yeah,
it happened to me twice. These old people do not go all the way up.
They
right?
never do.
It drives me
do.
Crazy. And the people that sit way back, I want to get out and go, you have to pull up to trigger the light. Stop pulling so far back.
And I'm not trying to honk to be like, come on, bro. You don't know how to drive, but at the same time.
You know what? Now I'm annoyed again. But thanks for calling. Yep. We're on the same page, Lisa.
I did that. I got out of the car and went up and told them to move.
Oh, you bold. Oh, you brave. You're Lisa.
What did they say when you did that?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, so you were actually helpful. You got to be careful whose car you roll up on.
They said I didn't know that, and they pulled up, and then did it trigger it?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
You taught somebody something.
Stop it.
I'm actually proud of you, because I wouldn't have done that.
I am, too.
When you have to sit there for four lights to go, and there's nothing.
You know something's wrong, and you got to get out and do something about it. She knew she was never going to get that light.
She had to get out.
No.
Totally. All right. Yeah, well, like, I'm sorry for your trauma.
Yeah, for real, move. Hey, but good for you for not sitting there. Most people would have. All right, Lisa.
Bye. Bye,
all right,
Lisa.
Have a good day.
You
thank
too.
You.
Bye.
All right, let's go to Gil. He is driving on 894 right now. He's a truck driver, and he's got something to say.
Oh, Gil.
Hey, Gil.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We're talking about how, like, when the stoplights don't trigger and people don't know, you have to pull all the way up to the line to trigger it, but then you feel like you're in the middle of the intersection or in the crosswalk, and I don't understand.
As a truck driver, you got no problems with stoplights. You weigh a ton no matter what.
Right?
But I'm going to correct you on those sensors.
What?
Oh, please,
tell me.
Please
tell
do,
me.
Please do.
Those sensors don't read weight.
What do they read?
I used to do asphalt and pavements and roads.
Perfect.
Those are metal detectors in the road.
What?
Stop
all
it.
All these cars
Stop
have
it.
So much plastic in them, they don't read all the metal anymore.
Stop
you
got to
do it. But no, Gil, you are blowing my mind right now. Please say you're joking.
So then...
I am not joking.
Because cars are more and more plastic by the day.
But then the one that I see that says pull up to the line must be weight. Must be, Gil.
Gotta be weight.
No.
It's still magnetic?
Sensor, it's still magnetic. If you look at the intersection, you'll see that square cut into the road.
Yeah, I just always thought that's where they
sensor.
Put the sensor.
I was told
that's
that it was
detector.
A weight sensor. I was told it was a weight sensor.
Everyone is at stoplights backing up, pulling forward, looking for sensors.
But when you're moving, when you move forward and back, you're moving a chunk of metal through the magnetic field.
Ah, so it is moving something to sense
so
it.
So that's why when I back up on Beloit, when I get crazy at that one light, it works because I trigger the metal.
I ride motorcycles also, there used to be a device, and I have them on all three of my motorcycles.
Uh-huh.
It's basically a magnet you put up under the bottom of the bike because the magnetic field in the speaker in the magnet disturbs the magnetic field in the metal detector.
Mind blown.
We're sitting here moving our
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Cars, we're sitting here getting out of our vehicles when all we could be doing is throwing magnets on the ground.
Swear to God.
Get a big old powered magnet.
I am stealing all the old KISS magnets, and I'm throwing them on the ground at stoplights. You're going to see them everywhere, everybody.
Every light's going to be green.
You're welcome.
Gil.
Thank you. Gil, seriously, my mind is blown. Thank you, Gil. How do I look?
Looks normal.
Do I look? Oh, thank you.
Looks like you've done this before.
I have done this before. I'm feeding a newborn baby, everybody. Live on the air, 103.7 KISS FM.
If you wonder why we're speaking a little lower and a little softer and a little more delicately.
I'm feeding her now. Aww. Kathleen, Mike and Hartford's wife, came by. They just had their second child.
AKA babe.
Congratulations, Kathleen. Thank you. She's sitting on the couch taking a break because I wanted all the baby snuggles with Nolan. She's so pretty. She's so beautiful. And now I'm feeding her while we continue the show. Is that
adorable.
Cool? You hear her sucking her little bottle?
You hear it.
Yeah. Okay.
Going crazy.
Congrats on your second child. And I hope Mike's listening. Shout out to you too, Mike.
You know he is. Y'all are awesome.
Now I'm going to do this next segment while feeding the baby because I'm loving the baby snuggles. And the baby's fine. Nolan's fine. She's
baby's
not even,
vibing.
She's chilling.
Baby don't even know what's going on.
So did you see that this story is back? The Jessica Biel eating in the shower story? I don't know how this story made a comeback.
Wasn't this from like 2023 when it
Probably.
First broke or something like that?
We talked about it when it happened.
I remember.
She was very honest about eating in the shower. And I remember thinking, you weirdo, you don't eat in the shower. And then we started finding out a lot of people eat in the shower.
My
Who
wife
knew?
Eats in the shower.
That's I didn't know Aaron did that.
She'll bring a popsicle shower in. I didn't know popsicle showers existed, but she
really?
She makes them happen.
Well, I didn't know that was a thing. But Jessica Biel is doubling down now, saying she likes to eat in the shower. I can't even, dude. This grosses me out. She says that her idea of an everything shower comes with a side of snacks.
So is everything shower and an everything bagel?
She said if you have coffee in there, you might as well have food in there too, is what she said.
Well, and Aaron would probably agree, because one, popsicles I would consider food, even though they're water-based, liquid-based, whatever, but mm-hmm. she's more than comfortable bringing her mm-hmm. coffee in there too if she absolutely needs to.
Yeah.
I don't know how people are comfortable doing that.
I don't even know. It would just annoy me. It'd just be in the way.
I'm getting suds in too many places. Then I'm thinking I'm drinking, you know, soapy water.
Well, people that honestly, you know, I'm going to burp a baby while we're live on the air. But hey, you know, this is just a show. Women can do it all. It's not my kid, but who asked? You know what I'm saying? We can do it all. We can work. We can burp babies. We can do this. Back to the shower conversation. No, what I would say is that when it comes to eating in the shower, I don't like that there's heat. First of all, you got heat. So these people that drink beer in the shower, I don't understand. Like, doesn't it make the beer like warm?
Nah, you gotta drink it fast enough.
Oh, you gotta slam it.
you gotta bring two. You gotta keep one right outside the shower to stay cold.
The steam alone makes me not want to drink anything cold or eat a popsicle. Like, Aaron's eating a popsicle. Isn't she cold?
No.
I don't understand.
She is just fine. And I know
really?
This because I still find popsicle sticks in the shower.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Well, she doesn't clean up after herself.
Yeah, that's the reason I know she'd be eating in the shower, because all of a sudden there's a popsicle stick. And I know what, nobody brushing their tongue with no popsicle sticks.
Do you guys eat in the shower? 414-533-1037. That works for texting or calling. Have you ever eaten in the shower ever, DZ?
So I've taken a bite, right?
Really?
If for example, if Aaron is snacking on something mm-hmm. and the off chance I'm like, hey, pass me the toothpaste, whatever. Mm-hmm. Right before I brush my teeth, I might take a little bite of the sandwich she's got. I might take an Oreo. I'm not
you
trying to put my hands on it.
Take a bite and then brush your teeth. That's just big. There's nothing worse than having food in your mouth when you're trying to brush your teeth.
I'm not going
to
brush my teeth, then take a bite. I'm going to bite, clear my mouth, then brush.
Shower. I'm sorry. This is weird. Go to the phones. People are already texting in and calling. Brian from Racine said, shower beers are the best. Brian, I don't get it. Isn't it get warm too quick?
After you've mowed the lawn and you're a couple beers deep?
Maybe.
On a Saturday morning, whatever.
And then Saturday morning, you're lit in the shower.
And then
even
you get
funnier.
Up in the shower. Well, it's Saturday. Like, morning Saturday is like noon. Mm-hmm. You get in that shower and you still want to keep a little sippy sip going, I'm going to bring that shower brew.
I understand eating in the bath. That makes sense because you're just laying there doing nothing and you're bored. But a shower?
Brews and
Come
bubbles.
Come on, brews and bubbles.
If there's alliteration, it's got to make sense.
I guess so. All right, let's grab the phones and see if these people are eating in the shower because I want to know. Hi, Kiss FM, who's this?
Carl and Indy.
Hey, Carl. Good morning.
Morning, Buenos Dios.
Buenos Dios.
Buenos Dios. Carl. Oh, yeah, I forgot there's a baby in
Buenos
here.
Dias.
Mike and Hartford's baby's in here, and Kathleen as well. Carl, do you eat in the shower? Tell the truth.
No, I don't.
Thank God.
Ever. But I will say it's kind of odd. Hmm. And I could have said something like...
Well, you said enough when you said it's odd. I agree.
Said,
have
no.
a great day.
It's
no,
odd.
No, I was going to say was...
What were you going to say?
No, what I was going to say was that how about you bring in the Quick Trip hot bar in the shower?
Ain't no shower big enough for all that motion.
What the?
Carl.
I don't want the hot bar. I want the dudes at the hot bar. That's what I want in the shower. Okay, Carl, let's get it straight.
Carl's trying to help you out with that.
I appreciate you, Carl.
Get out of here, Carl.
Thank you. Have a good day, Carl.
Love you.
Man. Bye.
Ariana in West Dallas said in all caps, never. Who eats in the shower? And soggy food with shampoo?
Could you imagine?
No go, please.
a bowl of spaghetti, and then you go, yeah, I'm going to get in the shower with this bad boy. Why?
Oh, no. Somebody wrote in, Allie, I'm with you. I'm a recovering alcoholic, but even an active.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Addiction, drinking in the shower. Oh, they said even when I was in my darkest moment, no thank you. They didn't drink in.
Didn't think about that.
I didn't either.
That there might be some, you know, notion behind the mental effect of bringing a beer or beverage in the shower. But what if it's not a beer? What if it's a coffee?
Laura in New Berlin texted in, my husband does shower Mountain Dews. So weird. Yeah, it is. So random.
Let that man live.
Oh, now you're letting him live at the Mountain Dew
let
part, aren't
you? Let that man survive.
Okay, I'm going to burp Kathleen and Mike's baby. We're going to take some calls and texts, and we're going to talk to you next. Hold on.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.